What's going on with your children and your husband right now?
Well, my children are very happy because mommy's hair is growing back.
That was scary for them?
You know what? It was scary for my daughter more than my son. My son used to make fun of it. He used to think it was funny when mommy wore a wig. But with my daughter, it was very difficult. But she was at a 14-year-old age, which is a hard age for kids.
And how is she doing now?
She's doing great with it. She's doing wonderful. She's happy that mommy's doing good. And she's very careful with mommy. She's a little bit more careful than she was before.
Careful? In what way?
Careful is, you know, saying, mommy, I'll get that for you. Hmm. Or mommy, I'll do that for you. Hmm. Which is nice.
Interesting. How about you? Have you changed?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I have definitely changed. You can't go through something like that and not change. That would be almost impossible. Everybody changes in their own way.
What way did you change?
I've become a lot more sensitive to certain things and to especially people that have, unfortunately, been afflicted with cancer. Whereas before, I used to just think of it as, oh, that's terrible. Now I talk to people.
What's that like?
It's a very good feeling. It really is a wonderful feeling. And especially when I was taking chemo, when there would be somebody new that would come into the room, I would immediately go over. I would speak to them. I would give them my phone number. I would tell them if they wanted to know anything, ask me any questions about things that I've been through, that they're going to go through, that I would be happy to talk to them.
How did that make you feel?
Very good. And the reason that I did that is when I first walked into chemo, there was a young lady who did that with me, and she was wonderful. She said, call me if you have any questions about anything.
What are some of the things that you've told people getting started on chemo?
Don't be afraid. Definitely don't be afraid. You shouldn't be afraid of it. It's something that's going to help you. It's definitely got benefits to it, and you want to do something that's going to give you good benefits.
How do people react when you say that?
They sort of look at me like they don't understand it. I just explain to them, this is something that you need to do. It's going to give you a better chance of survival, a better chance at not getting cancer again. And if, God forbid, you do have anything in you, it'll get it. Hopefully it will, and usually it does.
What's going on between you and your husband during this time?
Well, my husband was very sensitive. He was very, very worried, very scared, always watching me, always asking me if I felt okay, which sort of made me a little crazy. But I think that that's normal. I really was very patient with him when it came to that because your loved ones are always going to be very scared for you. They may not tell you, but they're going to always be very concerned.
Has this brought you closer?
I think it has. I think it's brought us closer in a different way.
What do you mean?
We were always very close because we grew up together. We've known each other since we're children. But I think when I started going through this, he became more sensitive to me as a female, not just as his wife, not just as Lori. Breast cancer is not only for females, I know that, but he became more sensitive to me as a woman.
Hmm.
And more concerned with me and, you know, how do you feel about this and are you okay with that? And when I was going through reconstruction, he was very involved with everything, where he's never really done that before.